Salvate Discipuli and Salvate Omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where more etymology, short video slash not video, podcast. A little episode for today going over metron in the Greek. I've done this also on my TikTok as well as on being populated a lot of my TikToks onto YouTube. So you can go check me out on YouTube. Same thing, Mr. Liam Connerly, Mr. Connerly. On TikTok as well. You can go support me there. Go follow me there. You can consider leaving me a tip at Ko-Fi that I mentioned in the past. You know, you leave tips for the people at the cafe and the coffee shop, even the guy that fills up your cup of black coffee or makes you a flower water, aka tea. Doesn't really take that much, but hey, you know what? If you're going to give them a tip, then consider why not giving me a tip. But that being said, I'm not trying to guilt you into it. Just consider it. If your soul is moved to do so, use my coupon code. Get $10 off your order at Gut Guardian for the probiotic, prebiotic, postbiotic dealio for, well, when I did my whole diatribe in the last episode in that intro, accidentally talking about small intestinal hyperpermeability, aka just the fancy-dancy terminology referring to leaky gut that we had deemed as nothing back in the day, but now are realizing that it's very much a thing. Consider it, but I won't belabor the point. You can find me wherever, support me wherever you can, plug me wherever you can. Please, honestly, share me, colleagues, coworkers, friends. With that being said, let's get on into this episode and not belabor the point. Okay, so metron, let's talk about the first one here. It's where we get meter from. In the Greek, metron refers to measure or length. A meter is a unit of measurement. It's approximately 39.47 inches, rather, which is roughly 3 feet, just a little bit more than 3 feet, right? Because 3 feet would be 36 inches. 12, 24, 36. Math featuring Jack Black. Sticking to the meiosis, that unfortunately is not a word, but we can consider that neologism and a really, really well-crafted and command of language there displayed by our homie boy Jack Black in School of Rock. Geometry. Geo means earth, metri referring to metron, measurement. Geometry means measurement of the earth, and that's exactly what it was back in the day. All the angles, you know, obtuse, acute, alternate interior angles, proofs about, well, angles and relationships between similar shapes in different ratios, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the concepts within geometry. It's also where you get trigonometry, right? Tri meaning three, gonia means angle, and then metri means measurement. So it's measurement of three angles, and that's what you do with trigonometry. That's what the unit circle is. It's literally split up by a bunch of right triangles that make up the unit circle, whether it be reflected from the positive axis to the negative axis. It's all going to be the same thing between the aspects of pi over 2 and pi. Optometry, opsis meaning eye, and or sight, and metri meaning measurement. So opsis, let's go ahead and say sight. Optometry refers to the measurement of your eyesight. Symmetry, sim meaning together and or with, same or equal sometimes as well. It can be assimilated depending on what it's running into. It can be sim, sin, or sil, like synonym or syllable. Symmetry, well, measuring the same, a century. How about a barometer? Baro? What does baros mean? In the Greek, it means weight or pressure. Meter means measurement or length. A barometer is a device to measure air pressure. If you didn't know, now you know. But how about a thermometer? What do you think thermos refers to? Thermos refers to heat. Meter, coming from metron. What do you think that means now that we've talked about it at this point quite a bit? Put them together, A plus B equals measure of heat. How about a diameter? Dia means through or across. Meter means measurement or length. A diameter cuts through and or across a circle measuring from one side to the other side of the circle. It cuts through the, well, two radii of the circle. We also have a circumference. Circa meaning around. Pharaoh means to bear. A circumference is what's carried or bared around the circle, and a diameter is what cuts through or across, measuring the diameter through that circle, across that circle. Centimeter. Kenta means 100. It's where you get cents, percent, by 100. Centurion, a commander of 100 men. Even though that wasn't really the case all that much. What do you think centimeter is? It is 1/100th of a meter. And then how about anemometer? I'm struggling to pronounce that one. Is it anemometer? Anemos in the Greek means wind. So an anemometer is the measurements of wind speed. I feel like meteorologists deal with this kind of stuff. Meter again, referring to, well, the definition given above, aka above in the prior section. Sorry, that was a little bit of a brain fart. So a meter is supposed to be 1. It's because I thought that this was a really funny thing. It's where you get meter in the basis of the metric system, but a meter is supposed to be, I think it's 1/10,000,000th of the distance around the world, measuring through the equator and the poles. I think that that's correct. I will touch back on that, and then I'll correct anything in the next episode if I said anything that is incorrect about that. We also, what about meter in poetry, which is very enjoyable to learn in classes? I say that sarcastically, because when I had to do scansion in Latin, I was like, bro, I got to translate this, and now I got to scan it in dactylic hexameter and iambic pentameter, and I'm like, I didn't realize we were delving into Shakespeare again. So there you go. One more word before we leave it be. Metronome. Nomos means law or order. Can mean classification as well. So a metronome means basically the law of length, essentially. It's an instrument for measuring the exact time, so a musician knows how fast to play a piece or how slow to play it. So basically a metronome is the law, the law's measurement, essentially. It's basically saying, all right, it's dictating how that musician is going to be playing their piece. It's the law. You stop, you violated the law, pay the court a fine, or serve your sentence. I used to be a traveler, like you. But then I took an arrow to the knee. With that being said, I hope you guys learned something new and you guys enjoyed that little bit of a meme at the end. If you know, you know. Hope you guys have a great day. Tempus est discedere.